This episode of Tell 'Em Steve Dave is brought to you by Squarespace. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter offer code TESD at checkout to get 10% off Squarespace.
I didn't get my way on an airline!
Rudy Toot Toot.
I just need to fucking cool down with some kid. Let's see. Wow, she's a romantic helicopter ride.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave. Now, Q.
Yo.
You and I are sailing the seas right now.
We are in the high seas, unless the ship has sunk, and then this is sort of an ironic release.
You looked up marine law.
How's
Maritime disasters.
No, the law, like what you can do, what you can
like 10 miles out, me and Quinn can start blowing each other without repercussion.
What were the repercussions for doing it on land?
I
don't know. Well,
if you guys are doing that at the Space Monkey show, I guarantee you it'll be a hit.
Sellout crowd.
Yeah.
I literally blew Quinn. Like, how long do people stay?
The whole time.
Like, they're fucking immediately. However many seats there are, that's how many iPhones are.
Yeah.
Like, you just announced before he does it, this, guys, we call this the career ender.
But then we get a new stage show. We're more popular than Penn and Teller.
Well, then you guys got to move to Europe.
Vegas.
I don't talk. I just blow Q.
Every night, twice a week, twice a night. There's a matinee on Wednesday.
Two shows down. I'd say a matinee.
On Wednesday, yeah.
But in all seriousness, there are different laws out there that, you know, you could do things that you never would have dreamed on dry land.
Monkey knife fights.
Like what? No, never would have dreamed.
There's stuff you can do on the high seas that you cannot – you will be like shocked that you can get away with on the water.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what they are, but I know.
I know you get like 10 miles out. You can gamble. That's the only one.
International waters, yeah. Like I remember that I took a cruise to Bermuda when I was 15 and – that was the big thing. Like once we got a certain number of miles out, we were allowed to drink.
Oh, drinking,
man. Underage drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Why
do you think that is?
That's not the way it is anymore. The boats won't let really? You do that, yeah.
Why, once you get out into a certain – I guess because there's – like U.S. law doesn't apply, like no laws apply.
Well, it's
– some laws apply.
Well, I mean like for drinking.
Maybe it's the law of where the ship is –
They're all registered in Liberia for some reason. I don't know why that
taxes.
Is. Yeah,
I'm going to register myself in Liberia.
Yeah, register my car in Liberia. So I don't have to pay registration.
Hopefully you guys will come back with a lot of hijinks, high seas hijinks.
Yes,
a lot of stories. Like I hope it's not just runner back to your cabin. You know, for Q, I could see.
Right.
Well, you got to get out there and get some stories.
I got to mix it up and
you
get some
mix
stories.
You got to mix it up with, like, maybe some, even if it's, again, just fighting with your neighbors and on your.
Yeah, like my cabin next door. I'm like, shut up!
Do you think that if I bring, like, a wig and a fake mustache, I could walk around the boat with you and we can get into adventures?
I mean, what is the
mask? Yeah, I have a mustache already.
Yeah, like, what does the mask look like? I mean,
No. We'll get like a whip, like a mullet.
So you're
whip.
Saying I'm so unpopular. No one will approach me and a friend.
Well, no, I mean,
are there any ants going to be on there? Or maybe,
there are ants,
they won't be able to listen to this, though, probably, because they'll be on the ship with you.
Right, so they won't
know. Won't even know about this.
Right.
Plan.
No.
You ever see those Mission Impossible masks?
Throw it on.
And you just walk around with
like
Brian.
Face off. Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is the hijinks that Walt just said that you were going to get into.
Right.
Could I join you on them if I'm in disguise?
Sure. I mean, do you want to fucking like, get into a fist fight with a Mexican prostitute?
On the boat? While
wearing a mask? Yeah.
I just mean like, you know, go down to the boiler room.
Right, and shovel coal. I'm like, I'm wacky. No,
shoot some Russian immigrants. It'll be great.
You take your recorder with you and interview the guys that they got down there, you know, who never see the light of day.
Right, they're like coal donkeys. I'm like, when's the last time you saw fucking sunshine, buddy? I hope it turns into one of those things where, like, everybody gets sick from a bacteria and we float around for 5 weeks.
Well,
can you imagine the nightmare?
Well, I'll be on that private deck all the way up top, so surely we have our own facility.
Captain's table, no doubt.
Yeah.
It's like a deck that's covered like the boy who lives in a plastic bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing can harm you.
They can look at you.
The pool is like tiled in gold. It's nice up there.
Yeah. What do you do? I have literally not been on a cruise since I was 15.
Here's the thing.
Now I can drink. It's not even like fun.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for us.
Mm-hmm. And you're going by yourself, right?
Yeah.
No cabin mate?
No cabin mate. Not that I'm aware of.
Rudy Toot Toot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody's going to be fishing on that boat, you know?
I'll probably literally be fishing on it. I think you're right the first time, though, he's going to be interested in me being there.
The old man in the sea?
Yeah. Maybe I'll rape Gilbert Gottfried. I'll be like, we're 10 miles out. We're in international waters.
We should say that as one of the holy three of the four color demons, one of the initiation rites is – what sort of
kiss?
Unsavory. Sure, kiss.
I got to kiss somebody?
They got to kiss you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or else you're not in. Females only.
Yeah, I was going to say. How does that work out for me? How does that work out for the girl?
Do they want to be in or not?
Well, it's better than like a blood or a crypt initiation where you got to kill somebody.
Or yeah, like you get your ass kicked, like you get jumped in for like 2 straight minutes.
Yeah.
I bet you a lot of girls would rather take the beating. Nah. So what's going to go on this cruise? I mean, obviously there's going to be shows, lots of comedy shows.
Lots of comedy shows. You got the best karaoke act in town. Trust me on that one. I know you're like, how does a karaoke act be good? But these guys are good.
In what town?
There's a yacht rock band that's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They play all your classic soft rock hits.
Like Christopher Cross?
Yeah, shit like that. Yeah, exactly.
Yacht rock.
I had no idea that was a genre.
Oh, really?
That's a genre of music?
Oh, my God. It's amazing. Like, to go live and to, like, just drink like a mojito and fucking listen to that shit, it's awesome. Hmm. People go berserk. We got Sean Clush, who is my big thing on the boat, is the Elvis impersonator. It's gonna be madness. Joey Fatone's coming. I know you always wanted to hang out with him.
And by the time and he'll be the second. He was Backstreet Boy, right?
He was in sync.
Is he the second in sinker we've hung around with, or was He's that guy Backstreet Boy? What was the other guy's name?
No, JC.
Joey McIntyre.
No, JC.
JC.
Yeah,
JC.
JC. Right.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
We hang out with boy bands all the time. Yeah,
once every 2 days.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Rock together.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not selling any tickets now because we're already on it.
You must really be looking forward to getting away, all right? Because, I mean, this is a nice little working vacation then, right?
Chris Kirkpatrick. That's who we hung out with.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
the biggest oxymoron on earth, working vacation.
I
remember Kevin used to tell me going to cons were working vacations. I'm like, I know the working part.
It's not going to be a lot of vacation for us. We have a pretty packed schedule.
Hard work.
Yeah, and we should.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of responsibility on your shoulders.
We're not there for us.
A lot of money, right. And they want to be entertained, and they want to have
it's the IJ cruise.
Right. So there is I take that back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best thing I can do is provide a good time for my friends. I'm looking forward to doing the Space Monkey shows.
I think, you know, because everybody wants to walk off that ship. Yeah, how many days?
Monday through Friday.
Where they can't even smile because it hurts too much because they've been laughing so much.
That's what we want to provide for people.
Yeah. At least that should have been Tom Steve Dave's goal.
Well, I think we just do that.
To have a cruise?
No. To have people after they're done listening, it like makes see if their face hurt after listening.
Yeah, are you in pain? You've succeeded.
We must be doing something right because I owe a thank you to someone who sent me a giant box of popcorn. More popcorn than I've ever seen in one place in my life.
You can open up a movie theater.
With yeah. The, all this, it's just a crate of unpopped popcorn. There's no note, so I don't know who sent it, but thank you. Keep it coming.
I don't think people's faces are going to hurt from smiling at fucking announcements of free popcorn.
Well, if I don't thank them for it, they're not going to send me more.
I don't think you need more.
Thank the guy who sent us three Sorcerer DVDs.
Yes, I'm wondering what the thought behind that was.
Well, it's a William Friedkin movie. You know, he said that it's one of those ones that no one's really ever heard of, and it's sure to be a pleaser, he thinks, to
Tom. I will watch it.
Me too.
I will watch it.
He says it's a victim of Star Wars. Did Star Wars come out the same weekend as
I remember that too. Yeah, he did say that it kind of got lost in the Star Wars shadow back in the day, which is probably understandable.
You know what? Speaking of Star Wars, I wasn't aware of this until I read something about it on Twitter, I guess, that Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher, has people have been fat-shaming her, I guess, saying, why don't you look like you looked when you were 27?
I mean, that's silly, don't you
think? That's a fucking ignorant troll who does that, right? Who does that? Who actually goes like out of their way to try to get her attention to ask that question?
Well, I mean, should she have responded?
Well, you do.
I didn't respond to her.
I know, but you respond to people when they go – at times you'll respond to things that are so – seemingly so ridiculous that you shouldn't get mad about, but you do.
Not so much anymore, but I have in the past. That's true.
You've had the lack of self-control not to respond.
I mean, I got mad the other day that fucking Russell Crowe was complaining about not being able to bring his kids hoverboards on a plane. So,
right.
Yeah. My platform is very.
But he lost that battle, right?
He lost it. Well, no, I guess he not only did he lose, he surrendered. He wasn't allowed to bring his kids' hoverboards on. These things are fucking evidently burst in the flame constantly. And complained that he wasn't told ahead of time. So he gets on – he goes to Virgin Airlines and he says, I can't bring my kids' hoverboards on? Well, fuck you. Fuck you, Virgin. I'm out of here. Which had to have wasted so much more time than just saying like, all right, I'll just buy hoverboards when I fucking get there. And fucking hoverboards are fucking retarded anyway. I was in Walmart yesterday.
Hold on.
I saw like a fucking 45-year-old guy riding a hoverboard around Walmart. I wanted to push him right the fuck off.
Bri's going on an airplane with Sage. He has just brought her a hoverboard. Do you think he takes that same stance when he's told he can't bring Sage's hoverboard? He just spent $500, $400 on it.
That's how much it costs.
Do you think he's as understanding or he's siding with Virgin or whatever fucking flight he's taking? Do you think he's like, oh, yeah, you're right. These do burst into flames. You know what? Sorry, Sage. You don't – Do you think you're that understanding?
She wanted one. I told her no. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking burn the house down. Fucking hoverboard. Crazy. Plus, she's going to fall off. If I had fucking Russell Crowe money? Yeah. If I have Russell Crowe money, I'm like, fuck it, I guess. I'll just buy her another one. I got Brian Johnson money. You're goddamn right I'm complaining. But I'm not flying Virgin. I'm flying whatever fucking Hotwire fucking gave me.
Well, at least you'll admit your hypocrisy.
Yeah.
That's where you got to – but the ants have got to give it up for you and be like he will admit when he's a hypocrite.
Yeah, which is almost always.
But I was going to say because there's no way that you're not taking that same fucking like that look of like what do you mean I can't take it on?
I don't think that I would go online and be like bad form, Virgil. Why didn't you tell me I couldn't bring my hoverboard on?
Why don't they say? Because they've got to be on top of these things, right? As an airline, they've got to be on top of all the trends and all the new gadgets that come out and all the things that could be potentially dangerous. Now, why are they bursting into flames?
I don't know.
If they're off, are they going to burst into flames?
I've heard that they burst into flames when you're riding them, when you're not riding them, if they're plugged in, if they're not plugged in.
Like, well, the ones that burst into flames were being transported when they did it. So they don't have to be
on flights.
Yeah.
Well, how the fuck do they get to everywhere across the country? They've got to be.
Well, they put them in cargo ships.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think they're not flown around?
They'll
the country?
Cargo ship that across.
No, I'm sure Russell Crowe had his fucking hair dropped onto his fucking estate.
Jesus Christ! What's with the Russell Crowe hate?
Well, he's just a bitch. He's just a fucking bitch is what he is.
Do you know how much fucking money that man paid in taxes?
Throwing fucking telephones at people's fucking heads when he gets mad. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, he
the
did
whole
that.
Russell Crowe, like, I didn't get my way, so now I'm going to throw a telephone at some hotel guy.
I mean,
that's fucked up.
He's went after airlines.
He's
online.
In Russell Crowe land. What do you want? Yeah, he fucking is.
Yeah, me and Russell Crowe.
But you've ran to the internet to voice your displeasure at
the
airline.
Of course.
All the poontangs do. Brian Quinn, Russell Crowe,
you
Kevin
do too.
I didn't get my way on an airline. I'm Brian Quinn. I want to ride my hoverboard.
It's been a while since I did it. Last time I did it was 2015, Father's Day.
What were you mad about?
I don't even remember anymore, but I remember being that's the last time I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to say, it does get a fucking quick response.
And every time I did it, I got – well, the first time I did it, I was sitting on a plane looking out the window and the fucking baggage handler had my baggage and he went to throw it on the thing, throw it over his head. It hit the thing, bounced off, rolled off and kept rolling. So I just got my phone out and started filming him. He kicked it. I still have the fucking video. He kicked it, picked it up, threw it, missed it again, and then fucking slammed it on it, shoved it up the thing. Yeah. So you're telling me I should have put that online and be like, yo, Delta, thanks for the fucking bag handling?
What'd you get out of that?
They comped my flight. Yeah. It was a $400 ticket, but, you know, I'll take it. It's a lot of popcorn you can pay for $400.
I'd say that's a legitimate complaint. And furthermore, I would say with Russell Crowe, I sincerely doubt he booked the flights. So if you're going to be mad at anyone, be mad at your travel agent.
Yeah. There was a fucking pilot this year, early in 2015, who said if he wasn't in uniform, he'd punch me in the face. And I didn't go online and fucking complain about that. Like, I stopped. I was like, all right, fuck this.
What was it? What was the context of that?
Because I forget.
That's a weird one.
Were you videotaping?
I asked the woman at the counter some question, and she just gave me like – she like cunt-faced me and like sighed and didn't give me an answer. And I was like, I'm sorry. I said, I just need an answer to the question. And I don't remember the exact exchange with her because that was soon overshadowed. She was wrong. She was wrong, but the pilot didn't know that. So he came over and was like – you know, she's just trying to do her job. You're interrupting her. And I said, her job to the pilot, I said, her job is to answer my questions because I'm a customer and she's at the fucking counter. So I'm trying to get her to do a job. She's not doing the job. And he goes, well, you don't have to talk to her like that. And Walt, you know, I would sit here and tell you if I was fucking being a dick to her. I looked around me like I was fucking – like I had taken crazy pills that morning. And I was like, what are you talking about? I said, I asked her a question and she's the one like suddenly – and then he looked at me and he went – he like cracked his neck. He goes, if I wasn't in uniform. And I was like, what? I was like, what would you do if you were in uniform? And then I gave a pretty lame insult. I go, you're a fucking old man anyway. You'll get out of here. And I didn't go on fucking Twitter. It was like a Delta pilot threatened to fucking punch me in the face. It's always Delta.
Here's a Russell Crowe. He got so enraged as one of the producers on Gladiator that he called him up in the dead of the night. He said, you motherfucker, I will kill you with my bare hands. It was 3 a.m. And the reason was
that?
Well, the reason was that it was a misunderstanding. He thought that DreamWorks was refusing to pay the per diem of his assistants, which wasn't the case. Like, that's a dude with a fucking anger problem.
That's a bit much.
You're gonna kill somebody with your bare hands.
The per diem's probably like $100 a day. Like, per diems aren't much.
No. So this toy that he's fucking ranting and raving about, just buy a new one, fucking Richie Rich.
So it also you can rant if you make a certain amount of money, then it's okay to rant. But if you make too much money, you can't rant. I just want to get the rules right.
It could change next week. But for today, yes.
Yeah. Now, you know, guys know I've taken my relationship up with Get Him Another Level in our friendship, right?
Last week? Or
No. Oh,
okay. Now
I'm beginning to wonder if I made the right choice because now I'm getting these texts while we're doing this.
Okay.
Texts. He's asked me 3 times what he should do about his broken screen on his iPhone.
Are you into iPhone repair now?
Not at all.
Okay, I just want to clear that up.
So I'm like – I thought he was – must be asking the wrong person because I'm like, why is he asking me? He knows I'm not. Like,
I thought he had a phone that was basically a walkie-talkie that he found at the fucking stalls anyway, right?
So I – So he said, what should I do? Where should I go to get it repaired? And I'm like, well, every time I'm in the mall, I said, there's like this kiosk I see that it says we repair broken screens. Mm-hmm. So I said, just bring it to the mall. He texts back, what mall? And I go, any mall.
Is he fucking with you?
I don't think he is.
No. Oh, my God.
So I saw him today. He came and got the nesting doll.
Okay.
I don't know if it's still going on. I don't know if that auction may be over by now when this drops. But
he picked it up today, huh?
Yeah.
You would think I might get a text. I'd be like, hey, man, got the nesting doll. Thanks. Like, I do not get a thank you.
His screen's cracked. He just want to get glass in his fucking.
So he just sent me this text today. He went to the mall after he came here and got the nesting doll. He goes, so the mall wants $70 to replace the screen and not the projector. And the store near me wants $90 for the new screen and a projector. And protect her. What should I do?
Asshole. Do you care? If you care about $20, then go for the cheaper.
Do you guys do this? Because do you guys, when you guys are texting, is this?
It's not stuff that mundane. Although he did tell me the other day that his cat's knocked over a pot on a stove for no reason.
Who, I told you that or Get Him did?
Oh, Get Him told me.
No, I was going to say, I don't recall that.
No, I don't do that.
So is this a normal text that you like, or should I be like?
I mean, it sounds like the text I would expect from Get Him.
Is it a little too personal? Or is it going into an area where I'm like, I didn't expect that I would be.
Well, you opened the door and his fucking toe got in.
He's looking for a father figure, bro.
Yeah.
You're basically his dad at this point.
I mean, how old
is dad still alive?
How old is Get Him? His dad's still alive?
Yeah, he lives
in. It doesn't matter. He's disowned him. You're his new dad.
So I tell him go with the cheaper version? Yeah, go with the silver.
Yeah,
go with the
save that $20, bro. Put it towards the teeth.
I mean.
Yeah, it's tough. But I will announce this, though. The reason we saw him today, the next time we meet, fucking killer new game. A new version. I've worked the kinks out of that's Get Him Entertainment.
Yeah.
And the new version, we recorded all the bits for it today.
Oh, you already did it?
It's going to be fucking great.
Just the idea is the one. When you told me the idea, I was like, it's going to be one of the best episodes of Tell Him Steve Dave ever.
Well, I hope so, but at least let's make it the best That's Get Him Entertainment episode.
Yeah, but I mean, funny. Yeah,
it may not be hard to beat the last one. It fucking didn't sound like any of the guys.
But that's what you got to look forward to next week. And I thought we'd play for, again, same format, two listeners call in or whatever, and we'll play for something cool, maybe.
Maybe not as cool as a cruise.
Yeah, not as cool as a cruise. Maybe a signed a piece of artwork from Cryptozoic Man.
Oh, wow. Nice. Right.
A couple bags of popcorn.
Nobody's getting that popcorn.
How was your New Year's?
I slept through my New Year's.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm that guy now.
When did you become that guy? This year?
Actually, this is the first year that I did it.
Was it a purposeful sleep? Like, I'm going to fucking bed? Or was it more like, I just forgot it was New Year's?
I didn't forget. It fell somewhere between the angrily, like, I'm turning in. And what day is it? Sage was over at her friend's house and they were playing, and I don't want to be around a bunch of kids, so I stayed home. And it was like 10:30, and I was like,
so you knew, like I'm not, like, what's the point?
I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care. I don't understand why people are so, like, unless 2015 sucked balls so hard that you're like, fucking, yeah, it's 2016. Like, all this new shit's going to fucking start happening. I just don't understand the concept, right? You know? Like, who gives a fuck? I guess it's just a reason to have a party.
Yeah, a reason to party. You get a day off.
Stuff.
It's a passage of time thing. I get it.
Yeah,
you've accomplished another year on Earth. I mean, everybody has, not just you, I mean, but like, it is a way to be right. Like, you know, you survived.
I didn't think
year.
For a second you were calling me special. Yeah, I survived another year.
Oh my
year.
God, there's Get Him again. you don't think the protector is worth it?
Oh, so the $90 one has a protector and the $70 one doesn't?
I don't know. Does it matter? This, how can this one is my person, 2016.
Yeah. You're wishing it was 2015 again. I mean, how can this – this is a guy who is not like unfamiliar with computers. He can't just fucking look it up. Like, why is he asking the one guy who is the least tech savvy out of anyone he knows probably?
Oh, it's funny.
I mean, it may just be – what it really is, it's just like
he's lonely.
I want to talk to somebody.
To me. Yeah,
which is cool.
He's lonely. I don't know. I invited him a second time.
Oh, really?
To come, I said, "Hey, man, going out to a movie in Manhattan. Sal's coming. A bunch of other."
So you invited him to hang out with your close friends?
Like the list of names, I don't even want to give on the air, but there was some. There were some good
some
people
big wigs?
There. A couple of big wigs.
Why couldn't you give the names?
I don't really want
to
reveal.
Drop names?
Yeah, I don't. There's some names on there I don't want to reveal that I'm hanging out with. But yeah, and I told
Someone's got a reason to fucking stay up to midnight on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, not me.
If I had to get him, even put in the text, man, because I know he's a little, you know, short of funds. I said I'll cover everything, man. I was like, come hang out. I'll get you dinner. I'll get the movie. Just come hang out.
I'll fix your screen.
Negative.
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 And you gotta tip your hat to that. He knows. He knows that he'd rather go to some parade in Philadelphia on New Year's Day. He told Jethro he's going, right?
Yeah.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, he went to some parade there. I get it. I wasn't even blown away by that. I was like, oh yeah, he's got plans already. No big deal. But
would
that's
he have
twice.
Been out of his element? Like, would he have
no.
been out of his depth?
No, he's got this uncanny ability to be at home in squalor and in an ivory tower.
Wow. Sounds like a Clark Green.
That's a gift.
Oh, he's gifted it, right?
Yeah. I mean, who's home? I'm sure that would any of your fancy friends have looked at him and been like,
No, I think they would have loved him.
If he was harassing them about an iPhone screen,
he wouldn't do that.
No.
I think he would have fit right in. I think he would have had fun. I think we'd have a good time. But, you know, he had other plans. That's all right.
I went to a parade.
But that's twice in
8 days.
Like, yeah, that I've asked him to hang out and he said no.
I'm surprised you didn't turn in early on New Year's Eve. Yeah.
I just watched Making a Murderer on Netflix. I brought in midnight.
Oh, is that when you watched it?
I started at like 8 o'clock that night and just watched right through. Didn't even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with this, Walt?
I have Netflix now. I got it for Christmas.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
My brother-in-law came over.
The ivory tower.
Wait a minute. Before you start casting stones at my tower.
All right.
My brother-in-law came over.
He's using someone else's account.
He informed me that on my Xbox One, which I didn't even buy, that I can acquire this Netflix.
Yeah.
And he gave me his code, and now I can watch Netflix.
Nice.
Now. I started watching Daredevil. I'm willing to go on record. People will say that I'm a jerk for not liking Star Wars.
Yeah. I hear that all the time.
But how could I – really, who said that?
I'm kidding.
No.
but you just
– Gidim's been texting.
Well, I saw some naysayers when – I saw some people not happy with our Star Wars review. But anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not a total hater, man. I'll give it up when something's good. I've been watching Daredevil.
It's good, right?
I will go on record as saying it's probably the best rendition of any Marvel character in any medium.
Yeah.
Better than any of the movies so far.
I'm right there with you. It's
Iron
amazing.
Man, Captain America, Avengers, it's better than all those so far. I am not to the end yet, but I'm up to where they introduce Stick.
Yeah.
And I am just
– it's awesome.
I am just so impressed with the actor.
Yeah.
With the
– Wilson Fisk, how great is he?
Great. But the – just the atmosphere.
The violence.
Very,
the
very
fucking
good.
Hardcore. Yeah.
It's so, so well done. I would not have expected that. I got to admit, I was biased going like, I was like,
that's
TV?
Good. I can't wait for the second season. Comes out in March.
In general? Or?
No, like the show on television. Because I'm thinking about Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk, Nicholas Hammond as Spider-Man.
No, those dates are over, buddy.
TV is like it's been years now that I've preferred TV series over movies.
Yeah. I told Q one day, we were walking around Red Bank, and I told him, I threw it out there. I was like, is this the golden age of television? Has there ever been a time in world history where TV has been as good as it is? And is that good or bad? because now we have a lot of people just watching TV, not doing anything but watching TV. No.
Why are you looking at me?
Would you agree that it has to be the best time to watch television?
Tale of Two Cities. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. You have shit like Daredevil, and then you have shit like Mob Wives. You know, you have shit like Making a Murderer, and then you have shit like fucking like a kid's cook-off. Like, nonsense. Nonsense. And I know, like, there's so many networks that have to come up with content.
Is that stuff even on your radar, though, anymore, though? Like, I haven't heard of any of those wives shows.
No, it's still a lot. That little couple.
But on your radar.
Yeah.
Is it on your radar?
I don't watch it. I mean, once in a while I'll see something online about it. But, like, the little couple, I'm like, how the fuck – do they have 9 seasons? How do people care about them that much?
Because the show is
cheap
to make.
It's unreal.
It is. It is because – and I always thought to myself, you're only watching it because they're little. And is that really enough to watch a show? Because if they were –
the answer is yes.
If they were full grown, would you care?
Yeah, like if they were tall. Yeah, I don't think you would.
Well, all right. Well, if they were abnormally tall though, would you watch it?
They're everybody's like 9 feet tall.
Yeah, I still think you would still get the same amount of viewers. But if you're average size, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Why? Why
you're
don't
just
you
doing
care?
The normal shit? Because they want to see a midget like trying to reach something. And you know,
that's the pitch.
Yeah. Like, people are too short to reach normal stuff that, like, say you and I take for granted.
And I know that they amp up the drama, just like, you know, there's medical scares, there's then there's also cutesy stuff where, like, things go wrong on a date where they're like, we haven't had a date like together time.
Right.
Let's go on a date and things go wrong and they can't, you know, and they can't connect the way they wanted to. Mm-hmm. Or she falls asleep before, you know, before that romantic time comes. It's all the same nonsense you've seen.
You know a lot about this.
Well, I binge watched it on Netflix.
Anything now, anything. Yeah, you're right.
But the Punisher is going to be in season 2.
Oh yeah,
I can't wait.
Have you seen the trailer for the Punisher?
Oh, they've released it?
I saw it. Yeah, someone showed it to me.
What he looks like in costume?
Yeah, it's the dude who was in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I know that, but I didn't know they
yeah, yeah, he's walking in a hospital. He's walking down a hospital corridor when the lights are flickering and he's got the black on. I don't know if he has the white boots on, though.
Oh, man.
I doubt it. I really doubt they're going to be able to pull off the white boots.
Yeah, that was a tough. I think they look great in the comics. I love the white gloves and the white boots.
So
but you're right. That would be a lot to pull off.
But how cool is the fact that I haven't seen all of Daredevil yet, but I'm imagining that the Hand is going to be coming in, right?
Not as much as you would think. They're
alluding to them, though, right?
They're touched upon, but it seems like they're saving it for something else.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Man.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold up. Before we get into that conversation, got to take a quick ad break. Squarespace.com. That's right. Squarespace.com. You want to build a website, a portfolio, or an online store? Then you got to check out Squarespace.com. It is so easy, but still so professionally designed, regardless of your skill level, and there's no coding required. Easy to use tools, and get this, a free domain if you sign up for a year. Start your free trial today at Squarespace.com. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code TESD. To get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. How beautiful? Well, check out smodcast.com. Look how beautiful that is. We wouldn't use it if it wasn't beautiful, would we? Hey, are you tired of looking at the same crap on your walls day in and day out? How about some art that you'll definitely have to make an excuse for next time your family visits? By popular demand of almost a whole dozen people on Twitter and Reddit combined, you can now own your own piece of Tell 'em Steve Dave-centric art by William Chastain, the illustrator of the Tell 'em Steve Dave Weekly's webcomics and that thing Brian used to auction off from time to time. Everybody got those prints, right, when Brian auctioned them off? You know what? Don't worry about that, because Brian is not involved in the mailing out of these prints. William Chastain is the artist. He's getting them printed by himself, and he's also mailing them out on his own. So if you order one, you're going to get one. And here are the 4 print choices you can choose from. The Tell 'em Steve Dave Halloween Spooktacular art print. The Brian Quinn Time Gigolo movie poster from episode 243. The 1 True 3 Invitational commemorative poster featuring breakout star Frank No. 5 and Brian Maxwell. And last but not least, my favorite, the Small Fistful of Dollars audiobook. You got to have that one. That one is, that's worthy of being in a museum, I think. That's where it should go, or in your house. Each poster features in-jokes and references that only the most diehard fans of Tell Them Steve Dave will understand. You'll be trying to explain these to the disinterested house guests for weeks to come. Each poster measures 11 by 17, so they can be easily displayed anywhere. They're a limited number, but if you act fast, the first 25 orders will receive a free sketch along with a purchase. Yes, you heard right. A free sketch from a completely unknown graphic designer from Georgia. You can't afford to miss this deal. So visit wchastain.bigcartel.com to order your Tell 'em Steve Dave Weekly's art print today and follow at WC Chastain on Twitter to keep up to date on the Tell 'em Steve Dave webcomics. Made in America and shipped both domestically and internationally. Boom. All right. So let's get back to Tell 'em Steve Dave.
Kate plus eight. Walt, will you be watching it?
She's back?
Have they not fucking milked this fucking maniac enough?
Why is she maniac? She's just out looking.
Oh, she's a sick fucking piece of shit, man. Come on. Exploiting those kids more now?
Well, they're older now. They can handle it a little bit better.
Kate's looking for romance. They're going to bring her on a fucking helicopter. A rich guy's going to bring her on a helicopter to go on a date. This is something that nobody does. Nobody does.
What, go on a helicopter date?
I think that you probably
could have if I wanted to. When I was courting my wife, I could have. If I had any balls, I would have been like, "Hey, let's go on a helicopter ride." But I don't go on a I don't fly, so I wouldn't do it. But I would have.
You drove her somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, well, she drove me.
Actually, my mom drove us. Still,
but for you to be like, this is the empire, and you're talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to assume that nobody cares about K plus eight because you don't.
Oh no, I think they do.
Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people want to catch up because she got a raw deal.
How the fuck did she get a raw deal?
She had all these kids, all those bills.
Mm-hmm.
No way in hell that you could ever live on their salaries, raising those kids.
Right.
Given this lottery-like winning chance to be on a TV show, it hits. And her dumbass husband can't handle it.
I thought she was a big part of it too. She was not very likable.
Right, but she didn't step out on him.
Do you know her husband fucking single-handedly destroyed the Ed Hardy brand? Can you imagine being responsible for that?
And what did he do? Just wearing them?
Just wearing the shirt alone. People hated him so much that wearing the Ed Hardy shirt destroyed the fucking brand. Can you imagine?
Yeah, those shirts are stupid anyway.
Now, this is what the Empire would do, though. They would
– Wait, who's the Empire again?
The Republicans.
Okay.
They would just see a couple stories about K plus eight
mm-hmm.
without ever watching an episode or even one and just form an opinion. I watched a lot of that show because my kids liked it.
Right.
I thought it was fluff and harmless entertainment.
Right. Now, nonsense.
K plus eight.
Was
John ever
John
on
and
it?
Kate.
Oh,
John
okay.
And Kate plus eight.
John was not on the sequel series at
all? That's the new sequel series is coming now.
Oh, we haven't had enough, Kate. Don't you understand?
But don't you understand, though? It's been so
long. We need more.
But it's been so long, and people are interested in seeing how those kids have grown now. What are they into now? What are they into in high school? What has Kate been keeping up with?
Why did Kate Gosselin cut down her kids' hideout?
What?
I said, why did Kate Gosselin cut down her kid's hideout?
Hideout?
I don't even know what the fuck
it's
that
probably
means.
Like a treehouse or something.
I imagine so, yeah.
But why did you hate it so much? Because you thought it was
Because I think everything that TLC does exploits like dysfunctional type shit.
But to TLC's – to defend them just a little bit though – that show painted that family in a very positive light in terms of like – it was just like I said, it was fluff until this fucking idiot started fucking getting seen around town with other women and being photographed by paparazzi.
I thought that was
they
afterwards.
Had to address it then.
I thought that was afterwards.
No, that was during the show's
– no, I mean
– at the height of the show's popularity.
But they were having marital problems within the show and pretending they weren't.
Well, what's a marital problem? Because he's – Who's to say that what they showed it on the camera? I doubt they showed.
Do we have a TLC commercial this week? Or
something? But like I said, I watched the show. I guarantee you never watched the show.
I watched it once or twice when it was like it would just happen to be on, right. And I was like, I
it's
can't
fluff
believe.
Though, right?
It's beyond.
It's like cotton candy. There's no substance to it.
If I were you, I would have punished my daughters for watching it.
Well, but why though? They like to see the kids go out and just. It just was fluff.
Go for fucking helicopter rides like all kids do. I liked it when your kids used to watch like the Baker Show.
Oh, Bam.
Emerald. Yeah, I like to hear that.
But they enjoyed that show. They like seeing.
They could at least learn something from it. They could learn how to cook or whatever.
Well, who's to say they didn't learn anything? You didn't watch the show though. You're basing.
I watched
your opinion,
a couple.
You're basing your opinions on other people saying that, like, well, it's exploitive to those kids.
No, I mean I've seen enough.
Did
I've
you think
read
it was
enough.
Exploitive back then?
Yeah, I did actually.
Did
when
you think
when
it
they
was
were
exploitive
like
Honey Doo Doo?
Like, why can't Honey Boo Boo? Absolutely.
But you still watched it and enjoyed it, though.
I did not enjoy it. I tweeted. I liked.
Wait a minute.
Two or three episodes.
Talk about it constantly?
Yeah, but he hated
he loved it.
It.
I thought
I couldn't believe
that was in the period watching. where he would just obsess over shit that he hated.
Yeah. I
that
never
period
thought.
Was ended.
Okay. A little bit.
It's early in 2016, you know. Honey Boo Boo was and like shit like Dance Moms, like that kind of bullshit. Like you know, we fucking come on.
Yeah,
we
know
it's bullshit.
I know.
And then everything eventually comes out. You know, the Abby Lee Miller is fucking evading taxes. The Mob Wives thing, I don't understand how people can be so fascinated by people who are not really – who are related to people who have done these horrendous things. The growing up Gotti thing. I remember when that first came out, and you said you were like, "This is fucking unreal."
Yeah, I was very surprised that they gave them a show.
I don't understand the celebration of shitheads. You know, the celebration of the Kardashians, this kind of nonsense.
Yeah, you're not alone in that.
It's mind boggling.
I don't see how you can't see that it would be interesting to those people who watch that show to revisit that family 5-6 years later, whatever it is, maybe even more.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I mean, she went through a lot. She raised those kids without a husband now.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she had zero help. Yeah, I'm sure she did it all on her fucking own.
Oh, yeah. When the money went dry from TLC, do you think that she still had all that big money rolling in when the show was off the air?
I gotta fucking tell you, man. I look on the internet and I see people at like openings and galas and parties, people that I'm like, I know I gotta be more famous than this fucking idiot. How come I never get invited to a gala?
Well, they probably listen to Tell 'em Steve Dave, man. Your views are fucking
polarizing.
Yeah,
they're like, they're gonna frown on the red carpet.
If you don't believe what you're saying is polarizing to people listening,
I'll bet you most people will. My distaste for Kate Plessy will not register. I don't think it's going to be like Star Wars.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you posted with guns. And you don't think that's polarizing?
That was a joke. That was a direct joke because somebody said I was listening to too much Anthony Cumia, which I don't because I don't have that subscription.
Q, what do you think?
I'm an opium.
I mean, you don't think that family took a chance?
If they were midgets, I'd watch it.
But Kate, let's say, give it an opportunity. You have 8 kids,
yeah,
and you have no idea that's going to happen. You're just blessed or cursed with 8 kids.
I'd say cursed, but yeah.
And you're given an opportunity to be on a show and maybe make a little extra cash. You don't know it's going to hit. You don't know if it's going to work out.
Yeah, right? I see
you
that.
Wouldn't you take that chance and go on that merry-go-round?
Yeah.
Now, of course, it didn't go well. I mean, the family.
It's still in progress. You never know.
What?
It's going well.
They're
going
to rekindle?
They had divorced, but that's not the worst thing in the world. She's out on helicopters now. So
would they have divorced without that show, though? That's always the argument.
I mean, it's a redundant argument. Who gives a shit? They did the show, so the argument doesn't really hold any water.
I think she should do the show. There's no – I mean, she's going to make – yeah, this new show. She's going to make money. The argument originally started – garbage TV. This is – like you said, it's fluff. It's garbage.
But we need a little fluff once in a while, don't we? I mean, does everything have to be so fucking heavy, like murdering
– making murder?
Making murderers and you know, the people just want to – like when they come home from work from a hard day, they just want to be able to kind of tune out. and watch something that they don't need a lot of to pay a lot of attention to.
Yeah, and I mean, I like to be hyper vigilant.
Yeah, but you don't fucking
times.
Come home from work ever. You're fucking always home.
Right, that's why I can remain hyper vigilant. I don't have time for fluff. I don't need it. My life is fluff. I live fluff.
You're not fucking. You're not in the rat race. You're not fucking commuting back and forth 3 hours.
I'm not in the fucking trenches of this fucking secret stash. I just need to fucking cool down with some K+8. Wow, a romantic helicopter ride. Girls, turn this up. Let's see what they've been up to. Oh, Kate. Look at that bikini bod.
I wasn't talking about me. I'm talking about the people who go to work and they don't have time to fucking get into like
fucking hostage negotiators.
No, I'm just talking about people who like go work a shitty job. They drive an hour there and they drive an hour back and battle traffic to go to that shitty job.
Right.
They don't want to have a show that they have to invest a lot of thought into, like you're making of a murderer. Or your.
I swear, I thought you were going to say Impractical. I swear, I thought you were going to say that. I was like, he's about to insult him. I was like, I can't believe it.
What did you just say?
This is going to be great. He's compared to Practical Jokers to K+8.
Come on, man. If there's never been a more fluff show on a fucking network that's hailed for fucking quality programming.
Small town security?
It's got to be Comic Book Men. I mean, you peel it away, there's nothing there.
None of us have any claws.
I mean, it's the equivalent of a potato chip on there's fucking hors d'oeuvres everywhere on that fucking channel.
Yeah, so kind of. There's a lot of good shows on that channel.
I mean, Talking Dead is more highbrow.
Yeah, talking about a show that just happened. Yeah, you know what? I'll agree with you 100% that our show is about as fluffy. And, like, you have to invest no fucking thought into it at all. But at least we try to make it as entertaining as possible.
And when you boil it down, it's not heady. It's just like, hey, man, there's nothing wrong with that. That's what I'm just saying. There's nothing wrong with a show that you're like, I just watched The Walking Dead,
right.
High tension, you know, like, let me just relax a little bit.
They got away from the zombies again.
You know, there's a lot of tension in that show. There's a lot of, like, stress when you watch it. And people say it's a great stress release to watch Comic Book Men because it's just revisit your childhood, see some old actor that you haven't seen in years.
They're not talking about me, are they?
Crack a joke at Ming's expense.
Right.
All right, let's watch Walking Dead again.
Finally, that's over. Let's see what we missed on Walking Dead.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Do you?
No. I would say IJ like falls in the same sort of thing.
Right. Like people come home. They don't want to have a follow a storyline. Oh, what? Oh, there's six seasons before this.
Right.
And IJ, you don't need to follow the seasons 1 through 5. You just got to be able to walk in and catch the newest
That's
prank.
It.
And the same thing, you don't need you know all you know in that beginning. They sum it all for you. Kate has 8 kids,
right?
And she's going to date now.
Oh. I can't wait now. If there's anything I would want to watch after sitting in traffic for an hour. Instead of hanging out with my family or even taking drugs, they would be watching Kate's romance fucking blossom.
Oh, you cynical bitch. Man.
Fuck that fucking fucking bullshit.
All right, all right. Tell him, Steve Dave.
I got more K+8 arguments. We were like,
still going?
That was part one.
Tell him, Steve Dave. We'll be right back.
This has been a production of Smodco Internet Radio. Sir, only at smodcast.com.